Hello, this is Jason Nemro. It's Monday, September 29th, 2014. It's 3 in the morning. I kind of think it's been more than... It's been a little over a year, I think, since I actually made a recording. What's significant that's happened in the past year? Golly, it's been massive. Looking back on it, the last recordings I made were at the very beginning of a transition. I don't know if I've finished the transition yet. I don't really know where this all ultimately leads. But made a lot of changes, so took advantage of what I've done. So yeah, the last time I wrote or I made a recording, I seem to recall it was back when. Yeah, I used to walk to work, and made a lot of recordings then. Started out in Tucumcari Carry. We're still living there. I was walking in the mornings there. Or lose some weight. That seems to be the impetus for a lot of things. And then I got a job. All this culminated from just a need to take advantage of opportunities, either to create opportunities for yourself or to take advantage of just ones that pass by. I was going to get my master's in Shetland Studies. Ultimately, that's become Island Studies from the University of Highlands and Islands. And that fell apart. That was... Boy, when was that? Was that 2012? Golly, that was 2012. And I think that gave me the impetus to start applying for some more interesting work. Trying to think back to that time, and it's just such a long time ago from where I am now, and in a different place than I am now. I went to ultimately after the Great Shetland effort, which ended up not panning out at all. Of course, I got a job in Portales, working as a... first as a Linux system administrator, and then as an application development specialist. It was a great opportunity. Lisa often feels very guilty now that she didn't like Portales and didn't want to be in Portales, and pushed me, I don't want to really get on to her about pushing me at all, because I think it was a necessary moving on from. It was certainly a job that helped prepare me for subsequent employment. And you'll find that during this year I changed jobs on a pretty regular basis in the last year or so. This time last year, we were in Portales, and doesn't matter. Working for Eastern New Mexico University, doing system operations. It was my first data center job, working on servers instead of what I had been doing for almost 9 years. And at the very end of Tucum Carry, which was New Mexico State University, doing system admin, traveling around for New Mexico State University, the Cooperative Extension Service, doing IT work for them. Oh, well, in the intervening time, let's see what happened. We were renting in Portales. Lisa was never happy with the rental situation. It was small. It was cramped, to say the least. What else was going on? Anyway, and she was really, really unhappy. And so I started looking for other work. And one of the things was that we were supposed to, you know, once we sold our house, this was just about the time that we, no, it was exactly the time when we sold our house in Tucum Carry. We did an owner finance deal. Very nice young family. Bought our house in Tucum Carry, pays us an amazing amount of money, over $1,000 a month. Now, we're only now soon to get to the point to where we actually bring in that $1,000. I'm still paying off our friend and our realtor, Mickey Truesdale, for his cut of it. And so it really became the not going back. Not that I was planning on going back to Tucum Carry at all. But it really was, no, you're not going back to Tucum Carry anymore. You're gone. Somebody else has got your house. And it really became the moment you know, it was forward or nothing. And I think Lisa was kind of holding on to a little bit of hope that we might go back to Tucum Carry, you know, that whole thing may fall through and that we could do something. And that certainly would have been a possibility. Some of the jobs that I was going for were kind of the telecommuting sort of jobs. It really didn't matter where you lived in those circumstances. You know, you could have lived in Timbuktu for all they cared, for the fact that you're doing technical support over the phone and using remote desktop software to log into things and to make things work. Like I said, I was at Eastern Mexico University. The cost of living in Portales was far more expensive than it was in Tucum Carry. And even though I was making about the same, actually slightly more than what I was making at Eastern. Slightly more than what I was making in New Mexico State. It wasn't going as far, and so we were bleeding money. The whole time we were in Portales, you know, we were eating off of our food storage. In fact, our food storage really got us through, I think, that time. Lisa was getting quite depressed. I really liked my job. It was wonderful. It was new, and I proved myself quite adept at it, and they were excited to have me. I took a slight flirtation. There was a job, and I interviewed for in Ruidoso. Lisa really, she house hunted like crazy in Ruidoso. We even took a couple of trips up there, and I think it was mostly to help Lisa cope with things. She was really quite excited about the possibility. Of course, Ruidoso is a cute little town. Wonderful place, had a cute little ward there, small ward. Probably should have been a branch, but it was a ward now. And there was a couple of houses she really liked and were kind of within our price range. Not really, but kind of. Now that I look back at it from the standpoint of where I am now and the house we have now and the circumstances we're in now, it probably wouldn't have worked at all. But it doesn't matter. It didn't happen. It did give some impetus to Eastern to try and, because they wanted to retain me, try to get me in a position where I could be retained. I got a promotion, which was quite sudden. It was just right in the middle of December, and it kind of set the stage for really tight, compressed sort of things happening. And just shortly after I was offered that position, and I took it, of course, because I was going to be a person that took advantage of opportunities. They didn't really ask me if I wanted it. I simply had the job because somebody else was getting ready to leave, and that opened up a position, and they offered it to me. It's a little bit of angst in the group that I was a part of because I was the brand new guy and I was getting this opportunity, and they weren't. But I think they also came back and said that I was probably better qualified than most of them. Anyway, not to be cocky at all, I wasn't the one that went for the job. It was just laid before me, and I took it. But just maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks later, I was offered a job by Dell. You have to understand, during this whole period, Lisa, anytime I was going for a job and in a certain region, we were really looking at Indiana, which is where Lisa's maternal grandparents were from and where her mom was from. We were looking kind of toward the Midwest to move to, just for the change of scene. Of course, the year before, we had been looking at Alaska, at least, which was trying to be supportive, but she really didn't want to go to someplace like that. And I really let Lisa's sort of sensibilities rule the day as to where I was going to be, you know. Lisa had always been in charge of where we lived. It was always my job to worry about how we were going to make it financially, or how much money we were going to make there. So anyway, we were looking at that. So Lisa, whenever I would apply for jobs, very preemptive, I never got interviewed for any of them. She'd be looking at houses all around. We looked around Cincinnati, Ohio. We looked around South Bend, Indiana. I was mostly going for university jobs. I liked the university environment. It was nice. It was quiet. The pay is always atrocious for just being not good enough. But we had become accustomed to it. And it was a safe environment, I guess, for me. So we went forward. And I think that's what helped Lisa get through the days in Portales. She was just atrociously depressed by the whole circumstance. She hung in there. And but then we got offered this job at Dell. Really the first... There was actually... I actually had 3 job interviews set up that week. Dell was just the first one to come through and almost immediately offer me a job. It was an increase of a little over $10,000 a year. They were going to pay for our relocation, and it was in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Now, this was not a place that we had ever considered. We wanted to stay... we wanted a place that was probably cooler. We certainly wanted a different climate than we were in. We wanted someplace green. And so anyway, took the job in Oklahoma City. That was like December 20th. And I was supposed to report to work January 13th. The whole circumstance of our move, which was really just snappy quick, we had already, we had never really unpacked particularly in Portales. I mean, we had unpacked enough to live. But it was... most of our stuff was still in boxes. And I think that was part of Lisa being depressed, too. Anyway, so it wasn't a big thing to just take all the things that were still packed, shove them into trucks. It ended up being 2 trucks. And quickly moving to Oklahoma City. We did it. We actually got things kind of pulled together and got it done within 2 weeks. It was the normal off time from the university. A whole lot of universities are shut down during the Christmas holidays, and that's one of the perks of working for them, is that they usually give their staff a week or two straight of time off, paid time off. And so it was a wonderful opportunity. Christmas was totally gummed up for my entire family. We took the kids up to Tucumcari, where my mother and Matt were living, and dropped them off there. We celebrated Christmas up there, what little Christmas we did, and then the afternoon of Christmas Day, we were driving over to Oklahoma City. I think I had driven through Oklahoma City once when I was a child. It's the only time I've ever been there. So we drove to Oklahoma City, a place where I don't think either one of Lisa and I had ever been, particularly. And our goal was to get a place to stay, a house. And I had done some research ahead of time. Had some places to go, and that same, and we overnighted, then the next day we went and found ourselves a house. It was in the southwest part of the city, 91st Street, 2405, southwest 91st Street, Oklahoma City. Close to Moore. There had just recently been a big tornado there that had cleaned up a lot of Moore. Sorry, cleaned up makes it sound good or bad. It was terrible. It's a terrible, terrible tornado. And it was a small house. I would have to say it was better than the house that we had in Portales, but it was smaller. Of course, we were renting it month to month. I think it was $800 a month. Anyway, and so we got there, got somewhat settled in. And I started going to work for Dell. We were only there for about 2 months. In fact, it was almost precisely 2 months because I didn't want to pay another month's rent. And we went to the cost of rent in Oklahoma City is not very good, honestly. So we almost immediately said, well, you know, Lisa was going to buy. I was still, I think, of a mind, although I don't know if I expressed it much to her, that we still needed to be renting because I wasn't sure this was going to be our ultimate landing place. Especially as I started working for Dell. I took the job without asking much questions, in the way of questions, and it was work at a call center. So I was strapped to a headset, fielding calls from people who were having problems with Dell servers that were using Linux as their operating system. And, you know, toward the end of that job, I actually did that for 6 months. A little over 6 months, about six and a half. I learned a lot. Boy, let me tell you. And they told me in training that it was going to be a job where you were going to get a lot of experience really fast. And I did, you know, solving problems on these servers. But the whole time was I didn't want to stay at this job very long. It was the kind of job that you fell into it. And it had some perks in that, the pay was decent. Like I said, I was making about $56,000 a year. Which was good. Anyway. But wasn't happy. Certainly didn't want to make this job anything close to permanent at all. Don't like call centers. Call centers are very dehumanizing places, I've got to really say. And anyway, so I was there for 6.5 months. And I'd have to say almost from the beginning of being there, I was still looking for better jobs. Now, Oklahoma City is a metropolitan area of about 1.5 million people. Much better than where I had come from for opportunities. There was always tons of opportunities here for a person who did like what I was doing, system administration. And during all this time, you have to know that during all this time, any of my spare time was being spent working on my master's degree. I had started, and of course this is another recording, started in May of 2013, last year, working on my master's in information technology, network management. Really, when it came down to it, the master's really ended up, I think, having more to do with project management. That really seemed to be kind of what it all kind of pointed to. Um, Anyway, so I was working on that, and people are kind of amazed. I'll tell you up front. Well, no, let's just continue with the story. I'm not going to tell you what ultimately happened. Try to keep it kind of chronological. Anyway, so I went to work for Dell, and we moved to Oklahoma City. We stayed for about 2 months at the house on 91st Street. And it was month to month. And let me tell you, it was one of those things where you were living in a house that had gone underwater for somebody. And so they were trying to sell it. So I was renting a house that was actually for sale. And, you know, they were always saying, you know, this house could always disappear on you. And I think that really scared Lisa. She didn't want to, certainly didn't want to stay there. It was a decent enough house, but not really, you know, there would have been an opportunity to actually buy that house, but we didn't want to. Wasn't what we had always been dreaming about or anything like that. Not that I think the house that we got now is really what Lisa had dreamed about, but it was the one that she ultimately picked. And that's really important when it comes to housing. Everybody else out there who gives thought to this stuff. So let your wife be the big determining factor of your house. Your circumstances of living, that's really important to them. At least it's really important to Lisa, I know that. So at the end of February, it was a real tight run. We bought a house, the one that I'm sitting in right now. It's at 4504 Northwest 8th Street. It's in kind of an interesting part of town. It's surrounded by, there's a trailer park on one side of our little street, at one end of it. At the other end of our little street is a big apartment building, a bunch of apartment buildings, mostly for lower income people. We're kind of in a lower income part of town. In fact, most people don't know there's any houses here at all. It's mostly looked at as being a commercial / industrial area. We're wedged between 10th Street, which is kind of a dying out commercial street. Now it's being taken over by tattoo parlors and smoke shops and old bars and strip clubs. There's a gentleman's club down at the end. And you'd say, God, what a horrible place to live. Oh, and thrift stores. Oklahoma City is amazing for thrift stores. And that's a great thing, I think. Anyway, at least more, we didn't have thrift stores in Tucumcari. There was like one, and it wasn't, it would only open maybe once or twice a week, and so it wasn't a very effective thrift store at all. It got the job done, I suppose. I think I went into it maybe twice in the 18 years we lived there, and I don't think Lisa made much use of it. Not as much as we have while we've lived here in Oklahoma City. Anyway, so that's kind of the circumstance where we live. Oh, and it's kind of a Hispanic part of town, you know. If you were to give it the definition, it's on the wrong side of the tracks, basically. That's okay. It's a nice house. It's a really quite nice neighborhood that we're living in. The one street just over from us, there's like three streets here with housing. The one next over has absolutely been abandoned by people. It's absolutely a dump. And but Lisa found this house. She liked it. It's quite good size. It's about 2,300 square feet. It used to be quite a bit smaller. I'm actually recording this in an enclosed, we call it the office. It was an enclosed porch. And Josh, our oldest son, who's now 17, senior in high school, he is living in the converted garage. It was a little two-car garage. And it was enclosed, and he lives there. It's not very well heated and cooled, I gotta tell you. But it's his own space. He's in half of it. The other half is food storage, I think. Food storage. So we bought this house toward the end of February 2014. Moved in. I think Lisa got a lot happier. It's got a big kitchen. Lisa loves the kitchen in this house. And we've just been kind of scraping by here. It hasn't been a... I think in a financial way, I think we're comparable to the way we were in Tucumcari. For just that we're able to save some money slowly. We're taking care of our needs. That's always really important. And things are going pretty well. Well, now they are. Anyway, it's working for Dell for 56. Okay. And I was still applying for jobs. You have to understand, Oklahoma City's got a few things. It's got oil. There's a handful of oil companies. I think trucking's still relatively big here. And there's a big Air Force base, Tinker Air Force Base. So I got a job working for doing Linux system admin work at a big enterprise-sized data center. And this thing's big. On Tinker Air Force Base, which is where I work right now. Being a Linux system administrator for the military. And I've been doing that for just a slightly over 2 months now. And it's a decent job. I think it is a job that if I had the inclination to remain a system administrator, if I hadn't been working on my master's degree that considered bigger things, I probably would attempt to stay there and get myself kind of entrenched. I applied for a couple of jobs just like that, for staying at, it's called DISA, and it's the Defense Information Systems Agency. Anyway, so I've been working there for just about 2 months. Still kind of in training, kind of. Last week I finally got given a caseload and said, okay. So I'm kind of coming out of a bit of training, sort of, in that I'm actually supposed to be doing amazing things. But this week, I finished my master's degree. Just earlier on, Monday, last Monday. Today is Monday the 29th. This time last week, I had taken some time off to do the last thing on my master's degree, which was the capstone oral defense, and I got that done. Lisa says that it was kind of, you have to read Lisa's letters. Do you have any access to them at all? I think I archived some of them, a big chunk of them, while we were in Portales. I haven't archived any since then. I probably should. Just so we can make sure that nothing bad happens to them. They're all tied to email addresses and stuff like that. They're all on servers somewhere. But nobody can really get to them unless they're mailed to you. It only goes to family, really. And, anyway, so today I'm going on an interview later on this morning before I end up going to work this afternoon to that actually takes advantage of my master's degree. And boy, this has been click, 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 just fast. Like this actually, my whole experience here in Oklahoma City has been kind of a study in just things just kind of happening really quickly. When I've got to tell the story because it is another amazing example of which there are many of the Lord helping me out. I had been at, like I said, at Dell for 6 months, and you get 2 weeks of vacation a year there, and I really hadn't been using it at all. And I finally decided, something just hit me and said, you know what, you need to take a week's vacation. Matt had come to spend a little time with us here in Oklahoma City. Lisa had planned all these things to do. She wanted to take him to the science museum, stuff like that. And to the zoo, things that just didn't have in Tucumcari that we thought Matt would like, enjoy. And he came and he stayed with us for a couple of weeks, and it was interesting. It was interesting to have Matt back with us again. And during this time, Brenna went on her mission. She's been gone for, I don't know how long. I don't even remember when she left. It's probably in August, I think. Golly. Anyway, so she went on her mission to Riverside, California. She's been in Palmdale, California, ever since she started there. Anyway, and I took, and we were having to take Matt back, so something inside me, it was the spirit I'm sure, said you need to take off a week of work and it needs to be that week. And it's like, okay. And I'd actually been offered the job at DISA. Actually, there was an intervening job that I actually, after I'd actually gotten it, a couple of weeks later, I had turned down, finally, because I had been offered this job at DISA that paid a whole lot more. The job I have at DISA now pays $65,000 a year. Every jump I make tends to be about $10,000, and that's a great thing, let me tell you. And that week started out on Monday, and like I said, I'd already been given the job at DISA. I hadn't told anybody particularly that I had gotten it, because it was all a question of, you know, waiting for approvals. It's the government, takes forever. And and they finally officially green flagged it and said, okay, you need to let Dell know that you're leaving. And I was really nervous about that, because Dell has a tendency to just show you the door. And so I was quite nervous about that, because I didn't want any intervening pay problems. You know, times when there was whole weeks where you didn't have any money at all waiting for the next job to happen. Lisa is really extremely nervous about that, even more than I am. And so we took the job. We took Matt on Monday back home, came back. Tuesday kind of recovered from that. It's a 6-hour drive back to Tucumcari and 6 hours back. Lisa and I didn't overnight. We just drove down, dropped him off, then got back in the car and came back. I don't remember what was happening Tuesday that kind of prompted that. Oh, I think there was interviews. Maybe. You know, I was still looking for other work when I was working at DISA. I have never stopped at any point from job hunting. I can't say that. Here at the very end of the master's degree, I stopped job hunting because I needed to concentrate on that. Maybe for about a month and a half, I stopped. When I really made the last big push, finished up the last classes, really worked hard on the project. It was really getting close to the end. My the end of my term was supposed to be at the end of October, and I was really kind of concerned if I was going to make that time period. And so I really started hunkering down and working really hard on it, and I pushed it out in a matter of just a handful of weeks. And so that's great, because now I'm finished. You know, it's kind of been weird and kind of empty that I didn't always have something to do. But all this time, when I wasn't working on my master's, I was working on finding jobs, except for that one little period, just recently. Anyway, so, let me see. Working at DISA, and DISA is okay. You know, it's got military people in it, and military-minded people are a strange lot. And I don't mean to be rude to them, but they're really quite different from other people. They may not notice it because they get wrapped up in kind of a culture that is this way, you know, kind of picking at each other a lot. And I got to be kind of thick-skinned for it. I'm getting a thicker skin, but it's still, you know, I don't want to be around these people very long. It was another circumstance like at Dell that if you stayed there for long enough and you got comfortable, it was a job that I think it appeals to people that have outside lives, that their job is basically money. And, you know, and they aren't looking for anything better to a certain extent. I don't know how much of life really is that way. And it's a very, I don't want to say small job, in that you just do little things. Getting on computers, pretty much doing what you're told. People will send you instructions on exactly what they want you to do on the computer. It's not really the customer, it's application support that says, okay, we need this, 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 and this done on this computer, and you make those changes. That's where I am right now. It's called sustainment. There's one called implementation, which actually builds up the servers the way they're needed, with the software that they need and things like that. Anyway, so that's what our group does. And I've been doing that a little bit slowly for 2 months now. Very happy to be able to leave there at some point, because, you know, it's not really... Probably the biggest reason is because it's not... It really doesn't lead forward. It's not progressive. And they don't care that I have a master's degree now. It doesn't matter to them. In fact, once I've been talking to people about the fact that I have a master's degree now, they've been saying, oh, well, you're probably going to leave then. And it's like, yeah. See, that's the expectation. If you've got any capacity to do more than what is needed. The people who I work with are, some of them are trained, but lightly trained. And this is just what they do. You know, instead of, you know, doing rivets on planes, which is what I actually walk every day for lunch. And the place where you walk is a big airplane repair facility. Refurbishment facility, and there's a whole lot of people there that's what they do. They rebuild, refurbish airplane engines and parts and fuselages. So I kind of compare it to that, I guess. It's the same sort of kind of work. You're just driving rivets, even though it's got some aspects of knowing a bit about Linux. It really doesn't, you know. If you don't know much about Linux, you'll learn just enough to do this job. And it's mostly just, I don't know how to describe it. It's not important to describe it, because I don't plan on having it for much longer at all. Anyway, so last week, Monday, I finished up all my classwork. On Tuesday, they pretty much said, hey, you're done, fantastic, congratulations, you now hold a Master's of Science degree in Information Technology Network Management. And so I almost immediately, I got the impetus, it's time to put this thing to work. And last Thursday, I took a whole day off. I'm actually working as a contractor. Therefore, I don't get sick leave, I don't get stuff like that. I just let them know when I'm not going to be there, and I'm not there. So there's no concept of annual leave or sick leave in what I do right now. So I just said, hey, you know, I don't feel like coming to work, so I'm not coming into work. Okay. And that was it. Kind of like what I'm doing this morning. This morning, because I have a job interview, I just told them, hey guys, I'm not coming into work this morning. And I don't remember ever really getting particularly approval for it, but I'm going to act like I had approval for it. And, you know, I'm going into work. Let's see. I don't know how it's going to play either. They might get a little upset that they didn't have a chance to approve it. It's not that I didn't turn in the time or the opportunity to the right people in the right amount of time, just nobody came back and said, okay, you're approved. My branch chief wasn't present on Friday, so the people that were there aren't accustomed to having to approve anything. I think it's just whatever. Anyway, so I'm interviewing a job. This is a project manager job. Got 50% travel involved in it. They like me because I'm a technical person, and I can talk to customers. That was pretty much what I was told by these people as I talked to them about setting up an interview today. Hopefully another big bump. I hope it's a big bump. It needs to be a big bump. It's project management with a company that does logistics software, tracking, routing for trucking companies. It's called Appian. It's actually run by a subsidiary of Trimble. I knew Trimble from back in my PGS marine seismic navigator days. They produced all of our GPS units. Trimble is a big producer of GPS. And this is just software that takes advantage of those kinds of applications to help people in routing and logistics, getting stuff from one place to another as quickly and efficiently as possible. Anyway, so, and it sounds like a pretty interesting kick-butt little job. The great part is, number one, it actually brings to a close, and I was just thinking of it, it'll bring to a close my system admin phase, which was 10 years. I started doing this kind of when I was working at my incredibly short stint at Los Alamos National Labs. It's interesting. I was working for the federal government when I started SysAdmin, and as I'm leaving SysAdmin, I'm doing another little stint for the federal government with lots of intervening time in between working for universities. Anyway, it's been almost exactly 10 years, a little bit more. I actually started at Eastern New Mexico University, New Mexico State in December of 2004. It's now almost October 2014. And it's been almost 10 years, almost exactly 10 years, or maybe even a little over, that I've done system admin work. before that, I was just doing whatever could come up. Good stuff. Working with Alita on public health work, health administrative work. It's really interesting. That was so long ago, I don't even really think much about it. And anyway, I'm really... So, this could be another... this two-week period here from when I finally finished my master's degree and maybe getting this job that I'm interviewing for today, it almost sounds like it's going to be kind of a formality. And I really am their basic candidate for this job. I don't know that, but the guy I talked to who set all this up, it seems like he made it sound like that it was kind of just a formality. He was already talking about how good the benefits were, and they sound excellent. Hit the ground running, I hope, for just getting into being a project manager. Wow. Regardless, it's been a good circumstance here so far. I think Lisa struggles a bit with the ward here. It's too big, and she doesn't like big mega wards, and we're in the middle of a big mega ward. It's got a lot of people moving in on a regular basis. Like, there's probably a dozen couples, usually young people, either going for advanced degrees at the universities around here. Oklahoma University's close by there. We actually have a health science center of OSU here, a teaching school for medicine and things like that. And a lot of people in our ward are young people that are going for medical degree. We have doctors and lawyers in our ward. So it's been kind of interesting. You know, I came from a little bitty branch where, even with just my bachelor's degree, I was probably the most educated person in the room, typically. And and that was just, you know, and I got kind of accustomed to being the smart guy. And I came here and I'm kind of low on the totem pole when it comes to that, especially when I was working, you know. Everybody thought I'd come here to go to OU to do my master's. I said, oh, no, I'm just doing Western Governors and getting my master's that way. So I finished it. No, I don't think many people know I finished it, except that I'm probably going to change jobs, and it's probably going to affect a lot of how accessible I am. I've been... And Lisa's, I think, been really happy that ever since I left New Mexico State, I've been home almost every evening. And I know that's Lisa's, I think Lisa's really liked that. But that's probably going to come to an end because I'm probably going to be traveling quite a bit with project management. I get the impression that it's... They say in the advertisement for it that it's 50% travel, so you know we're gonna get a lot of traveling done here. Anyway, I guess that brings us a little bit up to date. I'm gonna have to finish here in about 15 minutes or so. I need to say once again how wonderful my Heavenly Father and the Lord are to me. I don't know if this is going to mark the end of the transition or if the transition is going to continue. If I get this project management job, my hope would be to do it for quite some time. And build up a sizable amount of experience doing it. I can't say that I was pushing for this kind of work. It was always there. It was always presented. It's certainly something that I really couldn't do in Tucumcari or Portales. There really wasn't any place that had projects that big that needed an actual manager to handle it. Other people, it was just part of their job. But now it's going to be my job. And anyway. Heavenly Father and the Lord have surely been guiding me during this whole thing, usually poking at me and giving me impetus and saying, you need to get busy on this, you need to get busy on that, you need to take this 1 week period off, you need to take a day off to do this and this and this. The day off I took just this last Thursday was when I put in the application for the job I'm now interviewing for today. And it was, and it's just happened, snap, 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 snap. And let me tell you, I just looked at that job, and it's already closed. They're not taking any more applications for it. And, whoa. You know, timing is always an interesting thing, because I could sit somewhere and do nothing for months and months and months, and then all of a sudden, I get a burr in my saddle to go and interview or apply for some jobs. And it's really interesting, because usually it's only one or two jobs that I ultimately interview for, and invariably it's one of those two or three jobs that I actually get. And I've had quite a few interviews, not as many as I had when I was interviewing for Alaska. I had over a dozen interviews over that period, and I think I was actually going to be offered a job in Nome, Alaska. But Lisa said, no, Jason, I don't want to have, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in going to the frozen wasteland. I don't care how much money they're paying you. It's not going to do it. I don't want it. And so I was like, okay, well, there it is. We're not going to do it. And so I'm going to see what happens. I don't know if this is going to be the end of this process, because I really leave it up to the Lord. The Lord's been taking wonderful care of me. Timing has been amazing. The whole circumstance in Portales and the timing of our move from there was a miracle. And actually, as the last truck was loaded and I was just pulling away from our old house, we'd actually turned the key over to our landlord, nice people, the Cressips, and we were pulling out of, I was pulling out from there, and that was it. I was going back to Oklahoma City with the last load. The kids were already there, and Lisa and I had just come back to pick up the last load to finish up. It was like New Year's Eve, and we had to be out that day. I got a call from the chief information officer at the last place I had been at, Eastern New Mexico University. And he was really upset because they hadn't given us a chance to do a counter offer. He was going to try to counter the Dell. He was going to try to pay me $56,000, which probably would have kept us in Portales. We probably would have said, "Oh, that makes a whole bunch of difference. $10,000 more." And we probably would have stayed if it would have been any other circumstance. He was gone on vacation during the break. I had turned in my notice, and I had enough leave saved up already that I had 2 weeks of leave. And so I was simply going to, well, no, I had enough given all that stuff never to come back and work for Eastern again. So I had done that. My immediate supervisor, Justin, great guy, Justin's awesome, said, okay, well, I guess he'd done some calls. He said, well, you have to come back for one more day. You have to at least make an appearance on your final day, which was January the 10th, 2014. So technically, I worked at Eastern, although I left at just before the end of the year, and pretty much my mind wasn't on Eastern at all. I officially worked into January, so I actually have to claim that on my taxes. It's okay. It's not a horrible thing. Except that, oh my gosh, I still got to file taxes in New Mexico for 2014. Anyway, it's okay. It's coming up later. I've still got a few months before I have to think about that. Not a big deal. Anyway, and so yeah, I was gone, and I had been gone, and my mind was gone, and we had already moved. And that was really a fortuitous good thing, because if I would have had to have stayed in Portales to work that week after I was leaving, I would have been offered more money, and we probably wouldn't have actually made that move. Or if Clark would have been there, the CIO, and made the big offer and said, well, how much are they going to pay at 56? And he went, whoa, okay, I'm going to match at 56,000. I probably would have stayed in Portales, just because that was a really, that would have been a lot of money in Portales. Although, and Lisa probably would have figured out some way to find housing near there that would have been, and we probably would have stayed. And that would have been okay, but I really needed to progress more. And although there would have been some progression, I think Eastern had bigger plans for me, by and large. And I probably would have risen in that. I probably would have been a bigger technology person in that company, in that university. I would have become a manager soon, probably. But, you know, anyway, doesn't matter. I moved on, and it was really Heavenly Father kind of setting up the whole scenario for it. It was going to work out. And so, yeah, we came to Oklahoma City. Here we are. It was an interesting rest of the winter in Oklahoma City. Lots of snow, a little tricky. It's been the first summer I've ever spent in a house with refrigerated air. That's been interesting at best. Quite expensive, actually, compared to what I'm accustomed to, which is a swamp cooler. Well, here we are. And I don't know if the process is going to continue, or if we're just gonna kind of hang with this next job. I think if I get a project management job, I'm gonna stick with it, because I really need to. This is really, you know, it's a real sea change from, you've been a sysadmin for 10 years, you know, and now you're not a sysadmin anymore. You have a whole nother role. You're in charge of larger projects and making sure they come to fruition and doing timeline stuff. The great part is my master's degree absolutely trained me to do this kind of work. And I always thought while I was doing it, I said, you know, when I was thinking along the lines of being a manager, I went, I don't want to be a manager. I don't want to manage people particularly. And I didn't want to be their boss. Like, I knew that my friend Justin in Portales was kind of our boss. He really, I think he did some project management work. That was certainly a feature of his job. But I think a lot of it was just dealing with, this person's not going to be there, this person is going to be there, can I give you time off, do I want to give you time off, is it okay, is it not, blah, 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 blah. And it was like, well, I don't know. I wasn't sure I wanted that kind of a job, but this being a project manager job sounds far more interesting, because it's more like how I think project managers are, like at Dell. where it really is, well, you're just this guy, and you know, you don't really supervise anybody, but people help you with these things. You kind of build up a team from what's available, and make things happen, bring things together. And so I'm looking forward to a new part of my life, and we'll see where this thing leads. It can lead almost anywhere. Project managers tend to become bigger people. It's a big feature of being a chief information officer, a chief technology officer. And those kinds of things can really be, can really end up being an amazing thing. And I hope that money quits being kind of the object of why we do things. A lot of these jobs are just, we're still just barely scraping by. At Dell, we weren't really scraping by. We still weren't making it particularly. Here at DISA, I am scraping by, but just scraping by. Lisa will tell me on a regular basis. And I've always told her, I said, Lisa, is this just going to be the feature of our lives? It doesn't matter how much money I make, you're always going to tell me it's not enough. You know, it gets a little upsetting sometimes. I know Lisa's being as honest as she can be, but I know it's also more of an emotional thing for her. I think we actually do make enough money at DISA for our living. I think it's okay. She's actually able to save a little, which is good, although we've got missions coming up, and the Lord's trying to bless us to be able to be ready to handle missions and such. Better than we are now with Brenna on our mission. Anyway, so, well, I'm done. I need to at least brush my teeth and get ready to take a shower with Lisa here shortly. And get on with the regular morning. Although this isn't a regular morning, I'm not going off to work this morning. I'll go off this afternoon after I get done with my interview. And we'll see how the interview goes. I have no idea. I only have a little sense for what the job is going to be. And the 50% travel is really the thing that says, that sounds pretty cool. Anyway, so I'm here. It's wonderful, and decided to make a recording because I had the time, and I don't have a degree to work on anymore. And I get up early as if I still have the degree to work on. I don't, so I made a recording, knowing that it's been a long time, and it seemed like this was a good time to make a recording to kind of set down what's happened and what might happen here in the near future. For now, Jason Nimero, Master of Science, with the MS after his name, which I don't do because that's just silly. And it's great. Maybe do this more often and talk to you later. Goodbye.